is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back to the phone lines here. I wanted to I'll go back into what I was talking about, the Craigslist and all that stuff, but I don't want to lose a caller here. We got Rick in Arizona. You're on Off the Beaten Path. What's on your mind? Rick in Arizona.
This is Rob out of Chicago.
Oh, I got here. They typed in Rick in Chicago. Oh, Rick in Arizona. I'm sorry. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey. Yeah, as you were talking about Craigslist stuff and all that, you know, a lot of people in these challenging times don't realize what an incredible value or how much value they can get by doing a little legwork, the old-fashioned way. And I call it scrounging. And, you know, you can go on to Craigslist free. Surf that. It's unbelievable. You don't even have to pay for some cool stuff. Maybe it's not exactly perfect, but there are people giving away some good stuff, too, and, you know, along with buying stuff at a valued price. So, you know, again, that's one of the things I try to teach people is make the most of your money. Why do you want to spend more money than you have to? You only got so much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Anything else on your mind, Rob?
Nope. That's it, sir.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Keep the info coming my way. I appreciate Rob in Chicago here. He's one of my great sources out there in the Midwest who sends me a lot of great information and definitely stuff I look into when we talk about it here on the show. So, hey, thanks again, Rob. I appreciate it.
Sure enough. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. So getting back to the Craigslist thing here, I had to buy some items. I needed to get my household back in order and found a nice desk for my office. I built the studio. It's coming along pretty well. I'm almost done, pretty much done here. But it's the story of what actually happened when I picked up the desk itself, and that I arrived at somebody's home, and we walked into the house. My wife came with me and noticed that pretty much the house was getting cleared out. He had very little furniture left, the person I bought the desk from. And I was kind of curious. Where are you moving? Are you moving locally here? He said, no, I'm moving out of state. Moving out of state, I say. And he said, yeah. Where to? He said, I'm going to North Carolina. So inquisitive as I am, I ask, what's in North Carolina? He said, out of Central Florida. I said, well, you're going to have to go a little further than that, elaborate a little bit more than that for me. So turns out he's Governor Scott, Rick Scott, has mentioned the evacuees coming into South Florida, Tampa area, Orlando area, Miami area. I think St. Petersburg also. 2,000 people a day are coming in from Puerto Rico. And that was his concern. And he would be making reference to the mistakes of the past in the 1980s. Actually, it was 1980, the Mariel Harbor boat lift, where Cuba basically opened up all their prisons, allowed their cons, their mentally ill, to go to South Florida. And we remember that quite well in the movie Scarface with Al Pacino and the drug wars, the turf wars in Miami. So his concern was, we are going to have another problem with this crime wave, the drug turf wars in Orlando in the Miami area. So I did a little bit of homework just to see what is the population of Orlando. I just looked around, and they're doing so much building there. Turns out it's about 277,000 people live in, a little bit more, in that area since the 2016 count. So I looked over, what is Miami's population? 457,000 people. And so I started to think about it. He made some good observations. Did I jump out of the pot into the fire, leaving California with the same kind of problems I wanted to escape with illegals coming to my state and my paycheck getting smaller and smaller because of taxation to pay for all that? Is this what is going to be happening now to Orlando and that surrounding area? And it's a concern. It is a concern. I did another update here. It's 147,000 people so far. I'm told 2,000 people a day. And so we look at the problem list here I have in front of me. I wrote out problem list to see. Like I said, Orlando's population is 277,000, 148,000 people already there. It's pretty amazing. So they have to be spreading them out somewhere. So I look at my problem list here. I'm looking at housing. Where are you going to house this many people? Number two, I'd say employment. You're going to have to employ them or find some way that they can make their way in this new environment for them. Healthcare issues, disease processes, all kinds of other problems with that. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for the education of their children? And looking at the language barrier, you're going to be start seeing as the Puerto Ricans speak basically kind of it's Puerto Rican Spanish, they call it. So you think that the children are learning now. Geez, going to be spending all their time with the children who can't speak English to make them understand, and the children who do speak English will suffer the consequences and their education will go down. So I guess if you could homeschool your child, I would say homeschool your child, because I see these problems to be a reality in the future here. So now we also talk about diseases. We see with mass immigration, we see problems with disease processes. Things that we thought were gone, eradicated long ago, start to creep back into our society. TB, drug-resistant TB, I could see that to be an issue. Many other disease processes. These are many, many taxing things that will, if it comes true, as it did in Miami, these are many taxing things that will take away from those citizens who live here in taxes to pay for it all. You know, at this time, we have no state tax. But if we continue to open the door and allow everybody to come in here, then we are certainly going to have some serious problems, financial problems. And I think we already do. But of course, they're not going to be honest about really what your financial situation is in this state or any other state, because stock market's doing great. Look at Wall Street. Record numbers here. Everything is looking great. Unemployment 4.1%. It's all rosy out there. Well, it's not. I get it. A lot of listeners here at RBN get it. Rob in Chicago gets it. We talk about this quite a bit. Oh, we do have okay. We'll take this call real quick here. Rick in Arizona, you're on Off the Beaten Path. What's on your mind?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I got you. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just want to make a couple of comments. One was about China and Trump. You know, okay. It didn't take Trump to get him out of China. The blacks are persona non grata in China. They wouldn't even spend the money to put him in prison. You know, I mean, they wouldn't even waste their time with that. And as far as the immigration in Florida goes, I thought Trump had that under control.
Well, evidently not. You know, I think I don't know much about Rick Scott. I got to do a little homework on this guy. But I know a lot of people aren't happy with him. He is a Republican, I understand. But sounds kind of like he's on the same page as Governor Jerry Brown in California. In the sanctuary state, sanctuary cities. I hope not. But I don't see how you're going to be able to house 147,000 people. And there's other things I've talked to besides the housing, employment, healthcare, education. You got other problems like wiping the debt off from Puerto Rico. There's been talk of that, $80 billion in Puerto Rico from the last hurricane. So if you wipe that away and you rebuild the country, the island actually, you rebuild the island at $70 billion, who's going to want to go back? You got 147,000 people here have jobs met possibly, and there's another issue with that. Is you have people that are employed now who take jobs away from local citizens, and you think they're going to take that line down? No, they're going to be pretty angry, pretty pissed. I mean, you've taken my job, for God's sakes. You don't even live here. You came here temporarily, supposedly temporary. Now you have a job. You have my job, and I'm not happy about it. So, you know, I have to say to myself, is the government really this stupid, or is all this stuff really planned? Which brings me back to FDR's quote, in politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can bet it was planned that way. So I don't know about it. Well, Rick, what do you think?
Well, I think basically what we have here is that the international banking community is not letting a disaster go to waste. They're just going to get total control over Puerto Rico, and they'll make money on it. They're using our financial system to make money on these situations. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're going to lock up Puerto Rico with more long-term debt. They're going to force what they like about Puerto Rico on them. And they're just going to become slaves to the banking system like all these other countries over the years. I see this as the ninth year of the Obama administration. And I don't know. I just don't see anything, if any, different. I go into some places, I see different immigrants that I didn't see before speaking different languages. They're still coming in here. Like, there's no stopping this unless it comes from a grassroots source. This Trump out of nowhere, Obama out of nowhere. Look, we're just in for the same crap unless it's a grassroots operation to stop it. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you're welcome. I appreciate it, Rick. But that also brings me to another FDR, Theodore Roosevelt quote on immigrants and being an American. I'll read this here for you. In the first place, we should insist that the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us. He shall be treated on exact equality with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against any such man because of creed or birthplace or origin. This is predicated upon the man's becoming, in the fact, an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divide allegiance here. Any man who says he is an American, but something else also isn't an American at all. He will have room for what one flag, the American flag, and this excludes the red flag, which symbolizes all wars against liberty and civilization, just as much as it excludes any foreign flag of a nation to which we are hostile. We will have room for but one language here, and that is English language, and we will have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is a loyalty to the American people. I agree with that 100%. So getting back to what I visualized, actually the encounter I had with this individual that sold me the desk, these are all very, very valid concerns, very valid concerns. Will we create another problem like we did in Miami, Florida with the drug wars, the turf wars? I certainly hope not. I am a little bit of a distance from Orlando, but I also know how these things can kind of migrate out. And I don't want to be part of that. Is there a utopia out there? I think last week we talked about different places in the country, and there is no utopia out there. I think it was Susie called in, and she's in Arkansas now. And she'd moved there from somewhere else. I think she was from Palm Beach, I believe. And there is no utopia. Politics, it's an animal. It's an ugly animal. And just when you think you get to a place that you really, really like and it's the perfect place for you, some politician comes in and then changes all the rules and drops the standards and changes everything. So what do? You end up picking up again and moving again, I guess. But like you can do that all the time. This is my last move, making it down here to Florida. The next one is upstairs. We have decided on that. So I don't expect Florida to be my utopia. I do expect it to be better than where I came from. And I hold my my politicians accountable, as you should hold your politicians accountable. And which leads me to the term diversity. Everybody says diversity is great. Sure it is. I like diversity. Who doesn't like diversity? I like diversity. But when it threatens your language, it threatens your culture, it threatens your faith, it then destroys a nation's identity. And I think we are well on our way to the United States not having an identity anymore. And I had a post a little kind of an experiment, a diversity experiment. It was about a year ago. I think I was talking to John on his show. And here's how the experiment would go. You basically take a person, you blindfold them, or you could just close the window so they can't look out the window to see where they are. But basically, you would take a person, you put them on a plane, and you would fly them around for 8 hours, total 8 hours. He wouldn't know which direction he was going in. He wouldn't know if you were doing circles. But you do 8 hours, and then you land. You land at New York's LaGuardia Airport. So he gets off the airport. He gets off the airliner. He walks out, and he has to now figure out where he is. So he would on vision look around to see style of dress, maybe customs, cultural customs. He might see a turban. You see a woman with a red dot on her forehead. He would see different dress, different language, different cultural experiences in play. And they would have to figure out, where am I? Could you guess your location? That's what I'm talking about. I've been to New York's LaGuardia Airport, and it is so difficult, if you did this experiment, to actually figure out where you are, if you're in the United States or in another country. Pretty amazing. Probably one of the most diverse cities, states, would be New York itself. But that was the quote, basically the experience I would throw out there to you, was that basically with diversity, if it goes too far to the tipping point, you actually have no identity anymore. Your language is gone. Your culture is gone. Your faith is gone. And actually, that all works really well out. Works out really well for Agenda 21, doesn't it? Works out really well. So I'm all for diversity, but not going overboard with diversity. And we really shouldn't be putting our language, translating it in literature for other people coming from different countries. We should never be doing that. That just made a bigger problem for us. And I know in the hospital setting how hard it is to find a translator because there's so few of them. And in my business, critical care is serious business, and you need to know everything about a patient that comes in. And if I can't talk to you and I can't interview and get a health history on you and know what your problems are and your concerns, I'm in trouble. But you know what? Nobody's going to recognize that. You're going to place the fault at the person who was taking care of that person. And for some reason, I'm supposed to know Spanish and all these other different languages. And hey, I know my job, but I don't have time to learn a couple different languages for my job. I don't have time for that. I really don't. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Sovereign Man. You're on Off the Beaten Path. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound good.
Great, great. I think that the gentleman that was interviewed earlier today, you know, that little clip you played, I think his son, he probably taught his son how to shoplift. You know, that's right. The generational curse, in my humble opinion.
Well, I won't go that far. I did see a lot of arrogance. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and actually pull up the video and watch the body language of this man. Watch his body language.
I can hear his body language. It's called a haughty spirit.
That's
what it is. But anyway, I mean, it seems like that's the norm today. When somebody owes them. I mean, absolutely. If they stole in China, absolutely, they've been stealing here. I mean, when I was in the military and I went somewhere else, I had to act as an ambassador for, you know, for who I was representing. And that's what they should have done, but obviously that's not what they were doing while they were there.
No, I agree. They are ambassadors. They were ambassadors for UCLA, and the strict moral clause in their contract of getting scholarships should actually now be yanked from them. They should be kicked off the team. If they want to go that route, they should do that. My guess is they won't. They'll play the race card on this one. They'll say, nah, because he's black, that's the reason why you're doing this. I don't know. Hey, stay on the line. We'll be right back. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Your six-blade knife, do anything for you. Anything you wanna do. One blade breaking my heart.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Was I wrong? 'Cause when you find out love is blind, then it's too late. You can't do
back. This is Off the Beaten Path. I'd send that one, that track out from Chris Bode to Mike, who doesn't like my 80s music. I have a jazz side too. I actually host a jazz show. So it's great stuff. And the song is called Forgiven. So, which actually kind of fits in with what we've been talking about, forgiveness and thankfulness. So I guess that's a good track to have for bumper music. But we go back to what I was talking about the mass immigration that's happening in Florida right now. And I'm concerned myself. I don't want to see another Miami drug turf war again. But the diversity, like I said, when it tips too far the one direction, we will have erased our identity. And in the last year, did you ever fathom that we would have people saying that a flag was a racist flag, the Confederate flag was a racist flag? Did you ever fathom that somebody would be pulling down Civil War statues down here in the South? New reinterpretations of the English language, what is and what it is not. And that all depends on the definition is. I guess we can thank Bill Clinton for that now, because everything is questionable. Even your sexuality is questionable now. You're supposed to question what God gave you. Transgenders. What bathroom are you supposed to go to? Question that. So these are all things that, let's just say, growing up as a young man to adulthood, I would have never, ever thought would be a possibility. And we're seeing it. Every year is something new. My God, I don't know when it's going to end. And we are losing our identity quite fast. What is an American? I remember a couple of years back, they had a commercial. It was definitely one of those trying to brainwash you on the definition, what is an American? You probably remember it also. You had a Korean, you had a China, somebody from China, from Mexico, all these different people from different parts of the world. And they would say in broken English, I am American. Yeah, I remember that one quite well. Couldn't say any more than that. They just gave him a little cue card, and somebody had coached him a little bit to say, hey, say this, I am an American, the best you can. And that's all you had to do, is be standing on U.S. soil, stand there and say, I'm an American. Well, no, as FDR said, it takes a lot more than that to become an American. It really does. And I can tell you firsthand, I was born in Germany. I came here when I was, I'm going to say, 3 years old. And my mother didn't speak English. She became a citizen. And she took the classes. She passed the test. And she learned to speak English and write English. Now, it doesn't mean you erase your past and your other language spoken. My mother speaks German perfect. She writes German. She does both. So there's no reason why you can't hold on to your heritage, your culture at home, and keep that there. But when you're in America, you have to live up to the expectations of what an American really is. And that's our problem with the diversity issue, is that those things are no longer a staple in definition of what an American is. It's being changed all the time. I'm not going to buy that. You shouldn't buy it either. And I work in the hospital, and I hear the Filipino nurses speaking in their native tongue in front of me. That's a smack in the face. We'll be right back. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path.
Website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Off the Beaten Path, and we're talking about diversity. We're talking about standards. And I was just speaking about before went on break there, talking about working in the ICU, about how I have people from different parts of the world. We had a lot of Filipino nurses, and some of them are very qualified. I have no complaints there. But the language issue, we're talking about diversity and the standards of becoming an American, what's expected of you to be an American, and FDR said it well. I totally agree. You just can't stand on U.S. soil and say I'm an American. You actually have to prove yourself. And I came here from Germany. My mother, I guess I said, spoke the language very fast. Actually, within a year or so, she picked it up, and she did really well. And because she did the right things, this is becoming an American. It doesn't mean you shake your past and your past culture and your past where you came from. It's simply you've just grown. You are being a citizen of the United States, an American. So that's pretty much that. And we're going to go back to the phones here. We've got people lining up on the phones. So we're going to go to David in Massachusetts.
Oh, hi, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Good. Hey, Steve, you know, like the black basketball player's father and everything, you know, it kind of reminds me of Yo Mama, Barack Yo Mama, in his business there. If you have a business, you didn't build that business. Somebody else built that business for you. You didn't build that business. You know, the same attitude. And I've known people that have tried launching their own businesses, and most of them wind up failing. But boy, for about the first 10 years, if it does wind up being a successful business, they have to sacrifice everything else in their life to build that business. But that basketball player's father reminded me of the same attitude of Barack Yo Mama. You know, just and if I can follow up, Steve, just with this thought, and I don't know if anybody else there will be able to identify with this, but I've never quite heard this put into words, so I'm going to try to put it into words. But I've had black friends, and even right now I have a really good black friend, okay? You know, he's just an exceptional guy as far as I'm concerned, a very special person. But this is what I notice. If I'm with one of my black friends and I take him someplace that I go to, some church or maybe AA meeting or a council on aging, some community building, and, you know, I have a wide circle of friends. And if I'm with my black friend and I introduce him to white people that I know, the white people are almost falling all over each other to try to prove to each other that they don't have a prejudice bone in their bodies. Now, when the tables are turned around the other way, when I'm with a black friend and I wind up and not so much with this one special friend I have now, but black friends I've had in the past, when I wind up where I'm the only white guy and they bring me someplace into their community or someplace that they go with, that where it's all black guys, the black guys are actually trying to prove to each other that they are prejudiced. Not that they're not prejudiced. The black guys, you have to have a white guy has to have a very, very special black friend that doesn't even kind of fall into it, that your friend will actually start acting a little bit funny just to make sure to prove to the other blacks that he does have some prejudice against white people. So in other words, the white people are falling all over each other trying to prove that they're not prejudiced, and the blacks are actually, I don't know, falling all over each other, but that they want to prove to each other that they're, you know, solid black and that they are prejudiced against white people. Am I making any sense to you?
Oh, yeah, I agree. And in the black youth there, it's the attitude of their entitlement. Their entitlement. For some reason, they feel they're entitled. You know, and Mike Rivero's talked about this before of reparations for slavery. And I know this is going to come up again in the future as all this other stuff's coming down now about tearing down statues and tearing this down and that down and questioning everything. I understand. I believe that reparations will be addressed again for blacks and slavery. And I'm offended because you're holding me accountable for other people's actions, and that is just not right. Everybody can play that game if they want to play that game of saying, I've been oppressed, I've been enslaved. We're all enslaved. We're enslaved to our government right now. But you know, they're gonna come back at this issue again. I'm pretty sure that they've done it before a couple times. The second time, probably a third time, might be a charm for them to come back for black reparations for slavery. And I just hope people finally say enough of this. This is crazy. it never ends. It never ends. And we could just open our pocketbook up to everybody if we wanted to do that.
Yeah. You know, we're at a crossroads. I was thinking the other day, I came up with this. I think we're almost at a crossroads. If we don't stem this trend, this tidal wave of alien immigration and legal and illegal immigration and everything else, I think we're going to have to change the Pledge of Allegiance to something like this. I pledge defiance to the reg of the divided states of America and to the democracy for which it falls. A divided nation under Satan with slavery and injustice for all. That's where we're headed unless we get back to the real Pledge of Allegiance.
Well, I agree. We're at that tipping scale of, like I said, of diversity. We have allowed so much, and now we've been taken granted for, taken advantage of. And we are at a pinnacle point in our time right now to say, you know, everything's being questioned, and the definition of is being redefined. Everything is not as it appears. Black is white. White is black. You know, you mentioned the word discrimination and prejudices. Well, I'll tell you right now, I discriminate. Let me go a little bit better definition about what I discriminate against. It's not the color of a man's skin, not at all. What I discriminate against is bad behavior. Bad behavior. That's it. I could care less about the color of your skin. I've met many fine people that were black, and many fine people that might have been Oriental, many fine people who might be Hispanic. I meet fine people. But what I do recognize is disrespect, somebody being disrespectful to others. And if you want to say that's a bad thing, if I don't want to associate with somebody because they are disrespectful to other people and their bad behavior, then so be it. I'll take that label. I'll take that label any day now, because that's what I discriminate against, bad behavior. Not the color of a man's skin at all.
Yeah, the best way I've ever heard it put, Steve, is that God doesn't have a problem with black skin because he created it, but God has a problem with black hearts.
Black hearts? Right, got it.
Black hearts, yeah. No, he doesn't have a problem with black skin because he created it, but he does have a problem with black hearts. And, of course, a black heart can be in anybody of any shade of skin color, you know, a black heart, you know. Right, that's what God has the problem with, huh?
Right. Got it. I understand. Anything else on your mind?
Okay. No, thanks. Thanks, Steve. I just really enjoy your show on, I think it's kind of providential that it comes on you know, Sunday afternoon. It's just the perfect show for a Sunday afternoon. You do a great job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, go back to the phone. Okay. Got to go right back to the phones here. Lynn in Maryland, you're on Off the Beaten Path. What's on your mind?
Hi. Thank you, Steve. I think I caught the end of your show or part of it a couple weeks ago. So this is the first time I've listened from the start, and I really appreciate you. I miss Dr. Tawali, but I'm glad to hear you. And I appreciate a lot of what you've said today. Thank you. When you talked about the Confederate flags, Nikki Haley came to mind first thing. If you go back and look at what happened with that shooting in the church and the response event that happened this Saturday before, that was hosted by Nikki Haley and the group of Christian evangelicals that sponsored it. The day after the church shooting there in South Carolina, if the woman who was one of the organizers for it thanked God that their prayers were answered at the Christian response event on Saturday, and it was too bad those people had to die. Now, Mr. Skinny Bones, his biceps are smaller than my wrist. I still can't figure out how he changed clips and still killed all those people because Granny could have knocked him off with her purse. But, okay, you might want to look into that. I do not like Nikki Haley at all. And one thing that I try to remember about the people in Puerto Rico is there's a reason that island is so poor. There are, and you'll appreciate this, there are numerous pharmaceutical companies there. And because of our tariff and trade laws and things like that, they're making a mint. And, you know, there's actually a problem with IV bags because of the company that exists in Puerto Rico that creates medications in those IV bags. And the Puerto Rican people, they are American citizens. Without representation. They have someone in Congress, but just like Washington, D.C., without a vote. So, you know, they are American citizens, so it's not like illegal immigration when they come here. When they come here, at least if they become citizens, they'll have a vote. So I understand Florida being overrun. I mean, I actually spent weeks down in Miami at Jefferson Memorial. One of the problems I have, and I think that man was terrible to not be gracious that his bad behavior, thieving son, got off scot-free. That was wrong, absolutely wrong. I can just imagine what my father would have done to me, even as an adult, if I got caught stealing something, you know, or my mother. I mean, if I were a kid and did that, there's a switch in that tree out front, you know. And all you have to do is threaten me with it, and I know. But you know what? Donald Trump is not exactly Mr. Gracious Humility and Gratitude either. And that's what bothers me. And what bothers me is that what's happening in our country, like with people not being gracious. I meet people all the time, all different colors, because my mother's in the hospital, and thank God for folks that work in ICU. I appreciate you so, so much. Going to have a heart attack, do it in the hospital, because it's not what she went in there for. But you know what? People of all colors, they're good people, and they're bad people, and they're people who care. But a lot of the times, there are a lot of young people who haven't been taught to be gracious and to respect their elders and to value and to understand right and wrong in the Ten Commandments. Right. And I think that's where the problem comes. So as much as we can show that and live it in front of the younger generation, the better off we're going to be. And it doesn't matter what color that younger generation is. They're here. What are we going to do? I'm not willing to give up my country in hate. But, I believe that there should be immigration laws. Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. But we've been doing things wrong for a very long time, and it's time that we stop. But it's also time that we remember we are the people, and we do have a constitution, and our government is not based on private corporations. And everything is being funneled out to private enterprise, and that's wrong. That's wrong, and we have treated people wrongly. I mean, we did enslave. We did run off Native Americans. Today, we don't do that. It wasn't I that did that. Generations before me did that, but what I do today is what matters. And if I don't stand up when I see injustice, then I'm wrong, and I have to stand up for injustice and speak up and do what I can to stop it, the same way I'd stop somebody from abusing a child. I would risk myself to save that kid. So I thank you for your program, and I love your bumper music.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. Lynn, you said a lot there, and I totally agree with you 100%. And I'm not sure where the ball was dropped, but evidently parents are not teaching their children. They're not spending time with their children. I think this kind of all came down when it required two parents to be working to make ends meet for a family. Somewhere along the way, the lack of the mother at home taking care of the children, raising the children, something had to give, and they didn't spend the time to teach these things that I grew up with. Rules in my house, punishment for wrongdoing. I can tell you, I got spanked by many a wooden spoon, and my mom out there listening now, she's probably laughing, but it made me the man that I am today, a strong man, my character well-defined, and a person who wants to do well and work for other people and not self-centered. I believe in helping people. I really do. That's why I went in the profession of nursing to begin with. I probably would have gone into higher level of medicine, maybe as a physician, but I met the wrong woman. I went through a divorce, and things kind of change in your life when that happens. So I probably would have made a pretty decent doctor. I hope I would have. But as an ICU nurse, I know my stuff. And I've given patients a second chance. And that's kind of what my goal has been all along, to just help people. And that's my reward. That's my reward personally, to help others. But getting back to the diversity issue, we talk about There's nothing wrong with keeping your language, but when you're in the workplace, you should be speaking English. And, you know, I had a lot of Filipino nurses that would be just rattling it off, and I have no clue what they were saying.
Well, and I always found rude.
It's very rude. It's very rude to the other employees because we don't know what they're talking about. But it's also rude to the patients. If you remember, there was a Seinfeld episode about that where Elaine went to a manicurist or somebody does the feet, whatever, and they were speaking Korean. And they were talking about her all the time. They were talking. She had no idea what they're talking about. So she brings in George Costanza's father. He interprets what they were talking about, and they were making fun of her, laughing at her. And that's kind of why I look at it. I mean, you're in the workplace. You speak the English language. It's rude to me if you don't. It's rude to the patients. They don't know if you might be talking about them in a derogatory way. You're in the workplace. Speak English. That's a fact. That's what it should be. And administrations are actually afraid to enforce that rule. They talk about it. They'll give you, you should do this and don't do that again. But they back off it because they're afraid of the label. They're afraid to be calling discriminating, racial profiling discriminating. And they don't want that label, so they back off on it. So basically what you have is mob rule. Mob rule. We'll be right back. You listen to
Off
the Beaten Path. Thank you.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
problem here with Skype here. My bumper music didn't come in, so not a problem. Only a few minutes left here anyway. But just wanted to get back to do a little shout-out to Murr for creating Off the Beaten Path at chattango.com. I appreciate that. I actually got a chance to look at it. Some excellent, excellent articles there to read. So please check that out if you can. And, you know, you can learn a lot of stuff on independent media networks like RBN. There's several out there. I don't want to name them all because I want to keep you guys here on this network. But, you know, it does no good if you learn something and you keep it to yourself. Please share what you have learned here on this network with other hosts and share it with other people. The truth movement will grow if we are all educated, but share that knowledge with others. So what else I got here before? Just wrap it all up. I had some other things to go here. And I got Ramsey in Canada, our last caller for the show. Ramsey, you're on air. Ramsey, are you there?
Actually, it's a sovereign man.
Sovereign man. I got Ramsey in Canada here. Okay, sovereign man, come back on. Back on. What's on?
Can you hear me?
No, Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You see, sir, I called you last week and asked you a question about World War II. And see, sir, here's my what I wanted to say. See, sir, people should not be using... should not be like denigrating the Holocaust, because see, sir, when you do that, you're denigrating the suffering of the Christians, because most of the people that got killed in World War II were Christians. And I understand that people like you and people in RBN disagree with the gas chambers and the numbers and all that. But see, sir, like you have to keep in mind a lot of Christians suffered in World War II. And also, sir, another thing you said last week is that the population of the Jews was 6.5 million to 7 million in all of Europe. Where did you get the information from? Because according to my information, the population of the Jews was between 11 to 12 million.
Not at that time there. Can I ask you something? Why did you wait to the very end of my show to come back on the air? Why did you wait so long? I've been on for 2 hours. You need to call back at another time and we can talk about this thing. I'm not going to have enough time. I got 1 minute left and I'm not going to be able to make the case. But you need to call in much, much sooner with something like this. Please do that in the future. You know, you call any time if you want to talk about something I talked about in the past. But I don't have enough time to go into the information and pull out the data. But what my data was true at that time during World War II, 6.5 million Jews. And actually, if you go back to this book, and Steven Spielberg even said that as a quote. So there weren't more than 6.5 million Jews at the time. So, but read that book, you get a chance, David Cole, and then you read the book from its entirety, front page to last page, and then give me a call back. And he kind of was a traitor, and David Cole is Jewish, but he wanted to know the truth. And Spielberg and other famous Hollywood directors basically told him, no, that's not true. That's not true. But we don't want to tell anybody. We want to keep that going because it kind of helps the cause. So, hey, thanks for your call, but please call back at a regular time, and we'll talk about this more in depth. James Kelso is up next. I'm back Monday, sitting in for John Stabmiller, and riding shotgun will be Mr. Ron McDonald. So please check in this coming Monday. That completes our show. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Bye-bye.
Is an order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic.